Iranians across the nation are celebrating the birth anniversary of Imam Ali, the first Shia imam, which marks a Father's Day in the country. Now, people buy flowers and presents for their fathers as a show of love and respect. Family members get together and enjoy their time along with their fathers. For those who have lost their fathers, it's no different. Children go to their fathers' graves and celebrate the occasion right there with their parent in the resting place. In the Iranian and Islamic culture, respecting one's parents is of utmost importance. Children are always reminded to honor their parents and highly respect them. Joining us from our studios is Sayed Mohsen Fatemi. He's a university professor and psychologist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Fatemi. Now, Father's Day, it's a day a lot of us do get emotional. And when you visit the Iranian streets, filled with people looking for those last-minute presents, etc., it just hones in on the importance and significance of the position of parents within the Islamic culture now, doesn't it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I'd like to first express my congratulations and felicitations on the birth anniversary of Imam Ali, the leader of the faithful, who is also the source of sagacity, perspicacity, wisdom, and erudition. And it is safe to say that parents play a significant role in one's life, and it is incumbent upon everybody, according to the leader of the faithful, Imam Ali, and the traditions of Prophet Muhammad salawatullah alayhi, that children express their love, affection, understanding, benevolence, and munificence and graciousness towards their parents. As a matter of fact, one of the hadith or traditions repeatedly cited from Prophet Muhammad indicates that one of the greatest ways to get God's satisfaction is to demonstrate and display love and affection in words and practice towards parents. And fathers play a significant role today in terms of getting this affection and understanding displayed by everyone, whether the fathers are alive or they've got their departure.
Right now, Dr. Fatemi, declaring the birth anniversary of Imam Ali as the Father's Day, what kind of a significance does that have? What is the role of Imam Ali that makes it resonate across generations where we declare it Father's Day?
Well, Imam Ali can be examined and scrutinized by virtue of multifarious factors. In the cold winter of our time in our world, where the world is suffering from despondency and despair and lack of togetherness and lack of synergy, Imam Ali can be explained and elucidated by virtue of his multifarious roles. And one of them, in fact, is the demonstration of graciousness, the demonstration of benevolence, munificence, and values that are going to be the source of parenting in terms of upbringing and pedagogical implications. Imam Ali's role and functionality can be explored by virtue of his being a role model in terms of demonstrating the interpersonal and intrapersonal balance, intersubjectivity, attunement, equanimity, tranquility, and evenness of the mind, specifically under pressure. He's also a great a symbol in terms of demonstrating in practice how one can monitor emotional management, self-management, self-awareness, along with the demonstration of kindness and affection in an immensely salient manner towards everybody. He's the father in terms of not just the father in our conventional form of etymology, but he's also a father in terms of generating the source of grace, the source of graciousness, benevolence, and values, specifically in our world, where the world is intensely devoid of values and its implementation.
Right now, Imam Ali was the son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad as well as his cousin. He's the first Shia imam, considered as a direct successor of Prophet Muhammad and also considered as the fourth caliph according to Sunni Muslims. Now, as a historic revered figure in the Islamic world as a whole, what kind of a position does Imam Ali have in bringing about that unity that the Muslim Ummah needs right now?
Well, one can scrutinize Imam Ali's conspicuously positive role in the entire aspects of his life. Due to the paucity of time, I can just explicate one aspect out of so many, which is the demonstration of justice, the demonstration of understanding towards everybody from different cultures, different races. And his entire life is the embodiment, the crystallization of saliently positive manifestation of justice in every aspect of the inner life, the external world, the interpersonal. And as a statesman, when he was practicing, he also brought justice to every single aspect of human life. He's also the demonstration of bravery. He's also the demonstration of equanimity, self-management, and different records of history, along with substantiation and corroboration of numerous aspects of evidence, demonstrate that he always abided by self-management, emotional management. He did not allow emotional aspects of anger or sadness or fear or anything get over him. He was always the manifestation of inviting everybody to the path of God. And one of the repeatedly quoted and frequently cited sentence from him is that, "I did not invite you to anything unless before that invitation I myself took it upon myself to get that implemented in my personal life, social life." And you can see that in his own home and abode, he was the great manifestation of a father with quintessential comprehensive features of being a nurturing parent, while demonstrating a great source of erudition both inside and outside, with the demonstration of sagacity, perceptiveness, perspicacity, and wisdom in every aspect of human life.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Sayed Mohsen Fatemi, university professor and psychologist, joining us from our studios. Dr. Fatemi, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.